Before you listen to this podcast, you can subscribe to The Critic magazine with the current offer of 3 issues for just £5. Head to our website, www.thecritic.co.uk, to subscribe today.
Alex Salmond is encouraging Scottish nationalists to game Holyrood's electoral system by voting for their SNP constituency candidate, but on the regional ballot list, voting for Salmond's Alba Party. Would the same tactical voting work for Scottish Unionists? In this podcast, All for Unity's leader, Jamie Blackett, makes the case for voting for George Galloway's pro-union alliance to the Critic's political editor, Graham Stewart.
Jamie Blackett, it's been said that the launch of Alex Salmond's Alba Party has electrified this Holyrood parliamentary election campaign. But unionist commentators particularly seem to be divided on whether this is going to split the nationalist vote or enhance it. What is your perspective?
Well, as I said in my Telegraph piece yesterday, I think we have to plan for a worst case scenario. Certainly it's true that the bitter fight now between Salmond and Sturgeon may well alienate voters and may well harm the nationalist cause. But the trouble is we are faced with a nationalist movement now. I'm now calling them the nationalist front of these two parties, who are perfectly aligned as far as the electoral system goes. The SNP to win lots of seats in the constituency battles against a chronically split opposition with Tories, Labour and Liberals fighting against each other, despite our efforts to try and prevent that situation. And Alex Salmond's party, not in the constituencies, but just on the lists, and therefore not handicapped by the D'Hondt system, and able to win many more seats on the lists than the nationalist movement has managed up to now, because the SNP have this handicap that if they win, for example, in Glasgow, if they win 5 seats in that region, they start on the list handicap with 5 plus 1, a divisor of 6. So their list votes, second votes, would be divided by 6. Salmond's party would start with a clean sheet, with a divisor of 1. That's how it works. So I think we have to plan now for a worst case scenario, which is that the nationalist voters will quickly cotton on to this and are likely to vote more tactically than previously, more strategically than in other elections, and give their second vote to this other party or possibly to the Greens. I mean, up to now, you have to remember that a lot of SNP second votes have been completely impotent. They've resulted in very few seats, only really here in the south of Scotland, where I am standing. The SNP have 2 MSPs at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it sounds very much like you fear that Alex Salmond's Alba Party is a masterstroke for the nationalist cause. In some way, it's the highest form of flattery is to be copied. And some would say the Alba Party is the nationalist equivalent of what George Galloway and you have done with what was Alliance for Unity, is now standing as All for Unity. It's the same, but it's different, though, isn't it? Because, I mean, as you're setting out, nationalists will vote for the SNP at the constituency level, and then may choose to vote for the Alba Party on the regional list level. For unionists, though, it's a slightly different equation, isn't it? There is no one unionist party. There's the Conservatives, there's Labour, there's the Liberal Democrats. And then, therefore, the regional list is where they might top up their votes. But if All for Unity is also standing, doesn't that just divide the unionist vote further?
Well, that's a very fair point, and that's something that's been put to us repeatedly in the last, particularly in the last week. The three main parties now do, it's evident, do fear us. I mean, we are all on the same side, but I mean, they do possibly envisage a situation where we become a threat to them on the list. We remain adamant that right up to the last minute, really, if necessary, that we need to be there to put pressure on them to not stand against each other in the constituencies, because this election is going to be won and lost in the constituencies. And the list, there are many more constituency seats than there are list seats, and we need to take those seats off the SNP by not dividing the vote. So it's a bit rich for them to accuse us of splitting the vote when, you know, our whole raison d'etre is to unify it. The other thing I would say is that it's certainly down here in the south of Scotland, it's very important that All for Unity definitely does have an important role to play in unifying the pro UK votes on the list, because the Tories, having won four or five seats, we think, are likely to have their second votes divided by five or six. But the other point we would make, and this is the point I made in the Telegraph yesterday, is that increasingly it's looking as if this election is going to be less about how many list seats there are won by the Tories or Labour or the Liberals. It's going to be about getting the unionist vote out and counting unionist votes. It is very likely, unfortunately, because of the cockeyed electoral system we have, and because of what's happened before in previous elections when we've gone into it with a polling pretty much the same as it is now, that the nationalist side, particularly with Salmond now, are capable of winning a majority of seats. The really critical thing is going to be getting the unionist vote out and demonstrating that despite this, there is a majority of voters in Scotland who cast their votes for pro-UK parties and therefore do not want another independence referendum and certainly do not want separation from the rest of the UK. And we believe now that after 14 years of failed opposition and in some cases appeasement of nationalism by the three main parties, that there is a role now for a party like ours that will put up a robust defence of the UK against nationalism, and that we have in George Galloway, we have somebody who is not only the best debater in Scotland. We saw that when he took apart the US Senate a few years ago. He's renowned as a debater. Had he been in the debate last night, people would not be saying that Nicola Sturgeon did well in it, because he would have ripped her apart. And he also has a wider reach than the other parties. George Galloway has more social media followers than Douglas Ross, Willie Rennie, and Anna Sawa put together. So we are really going to be absolutely critical in this fight now, which is going to be the most important election Scotland has ever faced. It is likely to be the battle for Britain. The outcome is either going to pitch us into, at best case, five more years of neverendum, or worst case, into what? Who knows? Is it going to be Catalonia? Is it going to be Dublin in 1919, it's going to be a very uncomfortable place, certainly in Scotland, for a few months, with possibly hardline nationalist groups trying to use civil unrest to force the Westminster government into granting another independence referendum. And so it is really important that All for Unity, which was set up not just for this election, but for the long haul as well. And plenty of people said, you know, you're splitting the vote and all the rest of it, but plenty of other people were saying, well, frankly, the vote is split three ways already. Splitting it four ways is no longer going to make any difference. It's now about getting the vote out, and that's what we'll be doing.
Well, maybe split even five ways, because there's Reform UK as well, which is another unionist party. But
I don't believe that they have really sort of cut through at all. Actually, I don't see them being a.
Well, I mean, it's a important election, but also an unusual one. Unusual in terms of the circumstances in which it will be fought during a period of COVID social distancing, which means overwhelmingly it will be postal ballots. It will also mean traditional campaigning is simply not possible. So, I mean, aside from social media, and you mentioned George Galloway's Twitter following, but aside from that, you're going to be very dependent on mainstream media giving you airtime. There's already been one leaders' debate, and George Galloway, like Alex Salmond, was not invited onto it. How confident are you that you'll be given that you are a new force in Scottish politics, how confident are you that you'll be given a fair hearing by the mainstream media?
Some media, like The Critic, for example, and The Times, and The Telegraph, have given us a fair hearing. I had an article, you know, in The Telegraph yesterday. I've written for your magazine, for the Times, fairly regularly. And George Galloway obviously has his own talk show. But you are right. It is fair to say that the BBC, STV, Border TV have not interviewed any All for Unity candidate at all yet, which is surprising. And many newspapers have, they're all following us on Twitter. They get our press releases, but they haven't engaged with us. And I think possibly the reason for that might be that, you know, there has been quite an establishment push to shut us out. I mean, there is this political cartel of the three main parties. They don't want us as the disruptors. And, you know, they are tribal, but there's also a tribal media. I do have concerns that the broadcast media in Scotland is very partisan. I was very, very surprised last night in the leaders' debate by how Sarah Smith was quite deferential to Nicola Sturgeon. She allowed her to talk for longer without interruption. She gave her the last word. And then afterwards, Glenn Campbell gave a really very extraordinary summing up when he appeared to be making excuses for Nicola Sturgeon and really talking about her in really quite extraordinary terms for a senior BBC reporter. I'm no doubt Ofcom will have a full mailbag after that. So yeah, it is you know, that it's an extraordinary election. We have a concern that the SNP will try to and extend the lockdown to prevent us having the sort of rallies that where George Galloway would excel, outdoor rallies, for example, that could possibly be allowed sensibly with COVID. I think they will try and stop that. We've seen really quite extraordinary lengths to get this to be a postal voting election, which obviously leaves it open to fraud. they've been quite openly putting 14-year-olds on the electoral roll and people with no fixed address. All of this leads to concerns.
Who is they in putting 14-year-olds on? They is the SNP.
The councils are sending out literature, asking people to saying that you can register anybody who's 14 or over. I mean, obviously the age at which you legally can vote is still 16 in Scotland, but I think by registering 14-year-olds openly, that is something that if you were in a developing world somewhere in some country as an election monitor, you would be wondering what the hell is going on here.
Mm-hmm. The regional vote in Scotland is split Scotland up into eight regions. Unionist-minded voters will be keen, obviously, to vote tactically where they can. There may be some areas where it makes more sense to vote Labour, more sense to vote Conservative, or more sense to vote All for Unity. Where are you expecting that actually the votes made for All for Unity would have the greatest impact?
Well, cephalogically, we would have the greatest impact in the south of Scotland, and there is no doubt about that. But I think, people get very wound up with polls and charts and that sort of thing. Actually, I think you just have to take a step back here and say, that really voters across Scotland need to go completely rosette colourblind now. I mean, we saw the leaders' debate last night. What really separates Anas Sarwar, Douglas Ross and Willie Rennie? Not a lot, quite honestly. Much better for voters to stick to a simple plan and vote for the party most likely to beat the SNP with their first vote, and vote for us for All for Unity with their second vote. Now, that's a simple plan that could be applied to the whole of Scotland and would undoubtedly work and lead to the eviction of Nicola Sturgeon from Bute House on the 7th of May. I think sometimes people try to be too clever about these things. It could be a very interesting election where the votes are completely different to last time. At Salmon's intervention is one thing. The fact that actually there are very few people actually in Scotland anymore who are really desperately keen to see either Douglas Ross, Anas Sarwar, or Willie Rennie as First Minister. Nobody's actually talking about that as a credible option. Much better, therefore, to vote tactically and just to give a strong message to the Scottish Government and also importantly to the Westminster Government that we don't want this never ending of independence to keep going. We've come up with various ideas to stop that with a Clarity Act. It would just give a strong message is a vote for unity by voting All for Unity, rather than try to be too clever, try and work out the system. Is it going to be Labour? Is it going to be Tories? Is it going to be Liberals? If you're going to vote tactically, you might as well vote completely tactically and just give your second vote to us, knowing that we are already a cross-party coalition. And therefore, if you want a cross-party coalition, a cross-party pro-UK coalition, why not vote for a party that is already the nucleus of that coalition?
Well, Jamie Blackett, leader of that coalition, All for Unity, we must leave it there, but thank you very much indeed for your time.
Graham, thank you.
If you've enjoyed listening to The Critic podcast, why not subscribe to have the magazine delivered to your door? Subscribe today with the offer of 3 issues for just £5 by heading to our website, www.thecritic.com. thecritic.co.uk.